Welcome to Travel Market Life, your companion for industry insights and professional business development. Travel Market Life. Join us by webcast, video or podcast.
And welcome back to Travel Market Life. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes, where we speak to travel leaders across travel industry to find out what's happening at the moment, what are the new trends, and what's changing in travel. It's been big, it's been bad, yes, the pandemic. But what does that mean about the future of travel? Well, today I'm going to be talking to Gaurav Bhatnagar, the MD and co-founder of TBO Group. Has been established and around since 2006, multi-award winners for the World Travel Awards. They have over 750,000 hotels in over 100 countries, 700 plus pre-designed packages selling air and land products, transfer, sightseeing. I mean, yes, you can pretty much say they're the largest business to travel agent platform worldwide, and they even have their own itinerary app, Roma. So as there's been much more diversification and with much more digitalization, what has that meant for the standard travel agent? Well, pre-pandemic, they were all saying that travel agents were making a big comeback. So is this still true? And are we going to be perhaps more reliant on people selling us holidays rather than us booking them ourselves? Well, let me introduce you to Gaurav. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me here.
So, I mean, there's been big changes we can see. What are you perceiving as the role of travel agents post-pandemic as we start to look to travel and book our holidays again?
So, Ryan, I think it goes without saying that it's been a tough time for travel agents last 12 months. But if you want to be optimistic and if you do a little bit of crystal gazing, I think the future looks a little bit brighter than what it looked pre-pandemic at this point. There was always this transition that travel agents were making from being just a travel agent who booked what you asked them to book to becoming more of an advisor, right? Somebody who would kind of act as a you know, expert on the destination that you're traveling to, give you more suggestions and do a lot of heavy lifting, which normally you would have to do yourself on Google. So I think that journey just hastens because of the pandemic. A lot of people are looking for advice on very simple things. You know, can I travel to a destination? What are the criteria? Do I need to get a test done? When I come back, do I need to quarantine? So there's been just a lot of questions and the answers have been moving very fast, right? The answers change every day. So I believe with the right tools, the travel agents have really stepped up to the game, acted as very trusted advisors in the last 12 months for people who had to travel or who desired to travel. And I think that will just continue to happen a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you know, that is a big change in their role, particularly having to give their customers that confidence that they've made that investment, what happening with their cancellation policies, but having someone to talk to over the last year and being able to contact has been so important because we've seen the fallout of travel companies that aren't communicating with their customers, where customers are getting incredibly frustrated by standardized automated messages, but being able to directly engage with a travel agent who they've, I guess, been speaking to for some time to arrange their travel just makes it feel like that person's invested in their trip and what they're looking for. What sort of support have you been giving to travel agents over the last 12 months?
So Ryan, it started with refunds, right? That was the number one thing that we focused on. And to your point, Ryan, I think the travel agents also pushed us hard for these refunds. So there were situations where clearly it was a non-refundable booking. It was happening in a destination which was not in the lockdown at the time the travel was supposed to happen. But still building a case for your customer and explaining that, yes, the destination was not in lockdown, but my customer couldn't have traveled because they were taking a flight which was canceled, creating that evidence and sharing it with us, pushing us hard to, you know, take it back to the hotels. So that is something that I think we did very well along with our travel agents. We did more than 90% refund, and these were all cash refunds. That's the other thing that I think we worked on and the travel agents pushed us for. Because the hotels are very keen that you know, take a voucher for a future travel. But given the uncertainties, given the fact that people wanted money back in their pockets, right? It was enough economic hardship at that point. So we worked very hard with our travel agents to make sure that we got cash refunds back from the hotels and put them back with the travel agents as soon as we got those. So it started with that. But post that, there was a long period of a lockdown, right? Starting about a year ago starting from April, May, June, July, there wasn't any business to be done. And that is where we created a very interesting, engaging webinar series for our travel agents to just keep them engaged, right? So, and these were webinars around destinations with some, you know, again, some crystal gazing to say, guys, Maldives is going to be big because that's one destination that is talking about opening up before. You've never sold Maldives before. It's a good idea to know how to sell Maldives, right? So those kind of webinars. Along with that, we also did like non-travel, but just like, you know, how do I manage stress right now? How do I create a plan around, you know, around business continuity while my office is closed and my team has to work from home? How do I keep my team members motivated, right? So we did meditation sessions. So it was really engaging, you know, those 3-4 months, just making sure that, you know, there was some hope, right? It was a period of extreme despair. But we just really worked hard on making sure that you had something to look forward to every day.
I mean, that's been sort of, it's always been the magic of the travel sector, is this networking of the relationships that we formed from, you know, all the different industry trade shows, exhibitions, the fact that it's such a personal thing when it comes to buying travel, and travel agents recognize that much more so. But then as you, who is a supplier and is a provider of technologies and tools to travel agents, the well-being support to provide them, because you need to motivate them, you needed to keep them Absolutely. going, you need to keep them moving, and you know, it was the one industry pretty much that has been out of complete action, you know, even with hospitality opening up slowly but surely here in the UK. Flights aren't due to open until at least the middle of May, possibly not until the tail end of June. But there's still a lot of uncertainty there with the sort of changing color codes for the flights. So how are you helping travel agents manage that information and keep them up to date with supply and demand, supply and available product?
So Ryan, a couple of things we did. We have a dashboard on our website, and in fact, it's open to everybody. Even if you're not a travel agent, you can go and look at that dashboard. It just allows you to, you know, look at a destination, and we pull in the latest information on travel to that destination, right? So is that destination open? What nationalities can travel? Do you need a PCR test? Do you need a vaccine? So, you know, so that world map is mapped out over there. The other bit we've done is that on our website itself, every time you do a hotel search, we are bringing in COVID-related information specific to that hotel. So we work with the hotels and suppliers to aggregate information. And we bring in information on what precautions is this hotel taking in terms of, you know, are they keeping 50% occupancy? Are they, you know, is the staff wearing masks? Do you need to again present a test before you check in? So we've done all of that on the website, and not just for hotels. We've done it for car rental, transfers, all our products.
And what about the supply and distribution side of things? I mean, you know, there's a lot of worry about what businesses are going to survive the pandemic, and you know, if travel agents are booking out hotels or particular products, you know, there's a lot of worry around sort of the financial security, particularly of things like transfers, car rental, etc. How does the industry need to adapt? And how can that be best managed?
That's a tough one, Ryan. And I think it extends in both the directions. You know, credit is going to be very hard on both sides, be it supply or on the demand side. Insurance is not willing to provide significant cover at this point in time to the travel industry. So that's one part of the equation. The other bit is, when you make a booking and you always worry that, you know, the nightmare of last March, April, when everything locked down and you end up with these thousands and thousands of bookings to refund, right? What if it happens again? So one thing that we've done, and I think overall the industry has done well, is that a lot of product is fully refundable now. Especially if, unless you're booking last minute, is different. But if you're booking well in advance, there is a fair bit of non-refund. There's a fair bit of refundable product that's available across the board, right? So if you're booking a car rental or a transfer or a hotel, or in fact flights as well, there are refundable options available. And what we've done is on the system, you can easily filter those out to say, okay, show me only stuff which is refundable.
I mean, you know, there's obviously sort of agility that's needed by travel agents. How can they best be flexible to the changing market and responsive to how things? I mean, because, you know, one of the things that I've been having conversations with a lot of suppliers, from hotels through to, you know, holiday rentals, etc., is this whole booking window and, you know, how much time people are leaving it before they're booking. And, you know, that's flexing up and down, all depending on restrictions. And, you know, you're looking at you're covering over 100 countries worldwide. How can travel agents themselves sort of like keep that open mind, make sure that they can tap into that market when it's most lucrative or most available?
So Ryan, I think the booking windows, you bring a very interesting point, because for a long period of time, until about a month ago, you know, so many bookings were happening for same day travel, right? Literally, people are booking in the morning to check in the afternoon because they just don't want to leave any window of error, right? I know I'm getting onto a flight and that is where I want to pull the trigger and say, okay, get me a hotel. And this has been an opportunity for travel agents, because these are the bookings you're very, very worried booking making online. You know, you make a booking with an OTA for check in, you know, 3 hours later, and who knows the booking is going to reach the hotel or not. So what we do, and we were doing this all the time, but we just kind of do it a lot more now. We have a fairly manual process where every time a booking falls for a check-in within the next 3-4 hours, we will pick up the phone with the hotel, make sure that they have received the booking, make sure they have a credit card for the booking, reconfirm the booking with them, take a confirmation number from the CRS of the hotel and pass it on to the travel agents. This creates a lot of confidence, because these are, and you know, the challenge is, Ryan, these are very small, low value bookings. These are like a $40 booking for one night travel. So the economics are not great, but I think this is a great opportunity for us and for the travel agents to establish trust, right? This is something that we do better than the online channel does, right? You make a small booking for today's check-in on a OTA and you're not so sure, am I going to get the hotel or not? Unlike a travel agent, where we will call the hotel, we will tell you, you will meet this person at the front desk. So we'll give you the name of the person at the front desk who has given us the confirmation number. We'll give you the confirmation number as well. And with a travel agent, you know, in a span of like 60 minutes from when you made a booking, 60 minutes later, the travel agent comes back and says, you know, when you check in, ask for this person and this is your confirmation number and your room is guaranteed. You know, that is something that cannot be replicated online. And I think that's been a big opportunity with these really, really small bookings, short booking windows, same day check-ins.
So we really have to take this hybrid approach of, okay, yeah, digital is really important. You need that to process the information, to make sure that it's all on file, to make sure that everybody in the system receives the same information. But at the same time, picking up the phone, having direct conversations cannot be beaten when it comes to delivering confidence.
Oh, absolutely. Ryan, I'm a big fan of hybrid. You know, and I think travel, unlike, so people compare travel with all the other e-commerce. They will say, you know, everybody goes on Amazon and, you know, buys their groceries or whatever. And then they would say the same will happen for travel. But that's not true at all. Travel is so much more to it. One, you don't travel every day, right? So you travel, you know, especially for leisure, maybe you travel a couple of times a year and you want it to go really well. Second is, you know, there is such an emotional connect with travel when you're traveling with your family or, you know, with your friends, or, you know, you're going for a honeymoon. You just want it to be perfect. And that is where I think a travel advisor plays such a critical role, right? You just cannot get the touch and feel, you know, no matter how hard you search on Google, as again, somebody who has been booking the same destination for years and years. The tips, tricks, itineraries, things to watch out for. There's so much that a travel agent brings on the table. So I firmly believe that, you know, travel agents need to adopt technology for sure, right? You still want to do quotations in a way that a customer can you know, browse those quotations themselves. They can compare. They can still see your TripAdvisor rating. They should still be able to pay you online without having to come to your office. All of that still needs to happen. But don't take the advice part of it, you know, out of the equation. That is still somebody talking to you can give you just so much more in 10 minutes of a conversation. It will probably take you 2 days of searching on Google.
Well, yes. I mean, you've seen a lot of travel companies whereby the only way of anybody being able to contact them is online, is by sending a message. There is not that human contact. It's a lot of automated messaging going on. And, you know, even for myself, I think the investments that I've made, any of the new purchases or new service and suppliers that I've engaged with over the last year have had someone I can speak to. Because I need to know that if I need to pick up the phone, someone's going to be there at the end of it. Now, you've been making quite a few investments, though, as well, within your digital platforms at TBO. In particular, you've launched an app. You're doing much more engagement through direct messaging, I believe, through WhatsApp. And you've got more business intelligence tools. Can you talk to me about those investments and what does the future hold for further investments?
Okay, so Ryan, you know, we started our business with the tagline of empowering travel agents through technology. And we've kind of stuck true to it. And if you really start thinking about, you know, where do you need technology? The first reaction used to be, as a travel agent, I should have my own website and I'll become an OTA. And that clearly did not happen. And I think that was for the better, right? So the objective of technology when it comes to travel is not just to be able to sell online. So we stepped back and said, okay, let's look at the entire, you know, journey of, you know, starting to research travel all the way to traveling and coming back home. Where all does travel agent interface with the customer? And how can they use technology better to make that interface better? So that's where the Roamer tool kind of got envisioned. The whole idea is that you share the itineraries on the app, which makes sure that everything is consolidated in one place. So your flight tickets, your hotels, your transfers. If you book the package, it's a multi-day itinerary, then the entire itinerary is on the app. The customer has the app with them. It's neutrally branded, so it's not TBO and it is not a travel agent. But when they can see that this itinerary was pushed to me by, you know, ABC Travel Agency. Now, the objective is that as I travel, you know, through my itinerary, I still have a direct connect with my travel agent, right? And I have a better experience as I would have if I had just taken printout of all the 20 different things that I had booked together. It does two things for the travel agent. One, it brings you at par with what a customer expects from an OTA today. So I make a booking on a OTA. I expect the booking to be on a mobile app. I don't expect to run through my emails and take out a Word document and print it out, right? So that is one. Second is, you know, everybody books on multiple OTAs, and that is where the online experience breaks, because my flight is on MetaSearch, but my hotel is on some other website and I booked the car rental somewhere else. So I have, yes, everything is on an app, but these are three different apps. But with a travel agent, when you book through TBO, the entire itinerary is on a single app and it is neatly stitched together, right? So right from the time of giving you a reminder and saying, guys, your flight is in 24 hours, you can do a web check-in now, to saying that this is the gate on which you need to board your flight. This is the belt on which your baggage is going to come up on. And by the way, here are directions to your hotel. You know, so that seamless experience can be created, and we're only halfway there. To be honest, there is a lot more we can do. But the objective is that, again, give travel agents a tool which brings the power of technology without necessarily being an OTA yourself, right? So that's one of the key objectives that we've been working on.
And then also, I mean, direct messaging now, you know, done is email, in is direct messaging like SMS, WhatsApp, for more instantaneous communication that then plugs, I guess, back into this itinerary app to keep Absolutely. Everything well connected. Because as you say, it's a big ticket item of travel, whether a business traveler, a corporate, or it's a family going away. They want to make the most of that investment and know that they're not going to miss a thing. With the pandemic, do you see particular changes in the travel market? Rise of destinations, increase of experiences. Is there any particular area of demand that you're seeing has shifted in the last few months?
So one thing, Ryan, and I'm sure you've observed it yourself, has been the rise of domestic travel. It's just incredible, you know, how big domestic travel has become for us, not only in our, you know, not only in India, but be it Brazil, be it within Europe, within UK. There's just so much travel happening within the country, and a large number of people who would never travel domestic, right? They would always do overseas trips. They've kind of switched gear, right? So it's been a, in a way, it's been a boon for the domestic leisure industry. Because the big spenders, right? In India, people would travel for summer and they'll spend tens of thousands of dollars in Europe or US or wherever else. Now, the same kind of investment is happening in travel within India, right? So the luxury sector has seen a good, nice uptick, especially when it comes to, you know, leisure destination outside of the cities. So that's one big change that has clearly happened. And some of it will stick, right? You know, once the pandemic is over, people will get back to their own way, old ways, but, you know, some of it will stay. People have traveled locally and they realize that, you know, there are good experiences to be taken nearer home as well. So I think some of it is going to stick, and that's a big positive.
I mean, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? It's if you're staycationing in your domestic market, you need something that's going to really allure the senses. That's really going to excite you in your own country, and that, I guess, opens up a whole new world of potential products and immersive experience that are even greater for the international traveler. That could, as you say, last well beyond the pandemic. So I guess we're going to see a lot more diversification in products, particularly in domestic markets in the coming year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's already starting to happen. You know, Airbnb kind of, you know, products in India, for example, were not a big deal pre-pandemic, but now it's all the rage, right? Because people want to stay in a, you know, just stay away from everybody else. Go to the mountains, spend a couple of months over there, right? So that those kind of scenarios, those kind of itineraries never happened before. And I think it will cause a spur in supply on the supply side as well. Now people realize that this is a business that is going to be viable going forward. So there is investment already starting to happen in building out more alternate accommodations.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Gaurav Bhatnagar, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me here. Thank you so much.
That was Gaurav Bhatnagar, the MD and co-founder of TBO Group. Find out more of our other interviews on travelmarket.life. And we'll be with you very soon with more interviews. Ciao for now.
For more, go to Travel Market Life. The music sensation by Zach Nelson is reproduced under license from Storyblocks. Travel Market Life is a Haynes Marcoms digital marketing agency production, serving the travel and technology industries.